with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has laid out a 20-point proposal that would end the war in Gaza and free the remaining hostages. It's supported by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who met with Trump at the White House on Monday. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he hopes Hamas agrees to the plan.
If Hamas rejects your plan, Mr. President, or if they suppose, then basically do everything to counter it, then Israel will finish the job by itself. This can be done the easy way, or it can be done the hard way, but it will be done.
Hamas is now reviewing the proposal, which leans heavily into conditions the terrorists have previously rejected. Authorities are looking into why a 40-year-old shot and killed four people and set fire to a Michigan church.
Authorities identified Thomas Jacob Sanford, a former Marine sergeant from Burton, Michigan, as the suspect who smashed his pickup truck into a crowded Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints service Sunday morning in Grand Blanc Township. Police Chief William Rene says Sanford opened fire and used an accelerant to set the building ablaze.
Total victim count up to four. Victims.
Two officers pursued Sanford as he left the church and exchanged fire.
The suspect, who is deceased as well. So we have five deceased persons from this tragic incident.
I'm Jennifer King.
An attorney for the 22-year-old man charged with killing Charlie Kirk has asked a judge for more time to review the large amount of evidence. Prosecutors have charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder. They plan to seek the death penalty. On Wall Street, the Dow by 68 points today. This is SRN News. A Florida school district abandons its witchcraft class.
As a result of parental concern, joined with the Christian legal firm Liberty Counsel, West Orange High School has ceased what it called its weekly Witchy Wednesday video series, aired school-wide during the midweek morning announcements. It was produced by students to provide what they called religious instruction on various witchcraft rituals. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says, "We commend Orange County Public Schools for taking action to discontinue the Witchy Wednesday video segments. Witchcraft and teaching students how to cast occultic spells have no place in government schools." George Williams, SRN News.
Pro-lifers in Ireland are calling for an urgent investigation into the treatment of babies born alive in Irish hospitals following abortion procedures. Specifically, they're examining reports that 12 babies were born alive after abortion in 2022 and died soon afterwards. This is SRN News. The U.S. Secret Service seized 16 illegal skimming devices from Boston that stopped criminals from stealing $16.7 million in electronic benefit transfer fraud.
Between September 23rd and September 25th, law enforcement personnel visited 700 businesses throughout the greater Boston area, checking for and removing illegal skimming devices from ATMs, gas pumps, and point-of-sale terminals. The Secret Service says the recovered skimmers saved a total from all operations of more than $334 million in fraud loss.
Criminals often steal EBT and other payment card numbers by installing illegal skimming devices on ATMs, gas pumps, and merchant point-of-sale terminals. Tropical storm Imelda has dropped heavy rain and unleashed flooding in the northern Caribbean. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.